Wrestling fans, promoters, wrestlers, and anyone who enjoys pro wrestling now have something new to be excited about. The Wrestling Fans International Association, the WFIA, is back. WFIA is an association that exists to promote, grow, and support professional wrestling throughout the world. Membership is free. Your membership includes a free digital bi-monthly publication of the Wrestling Fan News newsletter, association updates, voting privileges, and much more. Please go to thewfia.org, that's thewfia.org, and become a member today.
All right, everybody, and welcome to Pro Wrestling Wire Radio. This is Rick Del Santo, part of ProWrestlingWire.com. I have a very special guest today, someone I had the chance to check out this past weekend, and quite an excellent match, if I have to say so myself. Mr. Jorge Sante, how are you, sir?
Good. Very well. Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of this. I appreciate it. And this past weekend, of course, we both worked for New Age Wrestling, and I've been there for a little bit now. It's been since July, I believe. And then they went on the break.
Yeah.
I really like working there. And you had this match. Let me ask you about this match. We'll just jump into that before we get into this. You had this great match with Isaiah Wolf. I thought this was fantastic. Tell me about your thoughts about this Isaiah Wolf and the match you had.
Isaiah Wolf, he's a veteran himself.
Yeah.
He holds himself in a higher standard. So when I wrestled him, I expected nothing but top tier work.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does. Let's put it that way, you know. But in the end, you know, I was the better man.
Yeah,
a little bit faster.
I was quite impressed with both you gentlemen that night. So,
thank you. That
was good. So let's talk a little bit about your beginnings. I hear you are trained under the legendary Johnny Rods.
Yes. I started in 2004. I was 17 years old. I didn't have much money, but I worked at Taco Bell at the time. So I was just $5.25 an hour.
Yeah.
And I went to Johnny Rods, and he was like, it's going to be, you need to do your grades. You have to be good at grades. I'm like, okay. I didn't leave school, but I went back to school just to make sure I did my grades right. So when I went back to Johnny's, like I was ready to go. It was a lot of money for the fee, but I wanted it. So for $5.25 an hour working at Taco Bell, I wanted, you know, to make this money for him and pay my dues, you know, as a wrestling student and watching. I started amateur wrestling in high school. I did that for 2 years. I failed off the team the first year, and then my coach let me stay on after. So, and then I just rolled around with the guys and just learned more, like, technical ground stuff, which I kind of, like, put into my wrestling as with Johnny Rods. I started in 2004, March 7th, 2004, which is coming up almost 20 years now. And, the rest has been quite an experience. He groomed me into teaching other wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always the type to always perfect it. So I would be the first one in, last one out.
Right.
Hence why, I joke around, because when I did my first bump, I was like, oh, my God, all this money I gave to Johnny, and I want to do this the rest of my life. It took the air out of me. It hurt. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. It seemed fun, like playing in the park with my friends. And then I learned the real way. I learned the right way. I learned how to protect myself in there. Hence why I never got injured really that bad at pro wrestling. Knock on wood. I don't want to knock on wood, because I feel like that's the reason why people get hurt, because you knock on wood. But it was just quite a thing, but I was a perfectionist. So Johnny taught me how to groom other wrestlers into being good wrestlers, as you know, like me, or I'll just teach them their basics, and then it's on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Just traveled after that, had WWE tryouts. I've done stuff for Ring of Honor, you know, AEW. AEW was my first match back.
Right.
So from being away, I went to stunts. So, and then I went, my first match back was with AEW. It was pretty cool, because I was a big Hardy Boy fan, and he was in the match, Matt Hardy. And I was like, all right, well, I guess this is my calling again.
They always say, never meet your heroes. Would you consider that, or was it the complete opposite?
No, I met him a couple of times before that.
Yeah. Okay.
But they were cool. I know they had issues before, but it's not my business, so but to see them try to overcome it and stuff, that's more of an inspiration,
Right. So was let me see. What was your reaction? You told me about the pain. What was your family's reaction about you deciding that you wanted to become a professional wrestler?
They liked it. They liked it because they
Yeah.
thought it was just maybe a fad and that's it. That's, just a
Every
thing.
teenager does. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, my parents, they were very supporting. They came to every show. They did, my mother was my first cheer. And there were times I got really like busted up. I had to like, sometimes I got opened up the hard way. Someone hit
Right.
me too hard, they'll worry, but that they knew I was fine. They're actually very supportive. That's a good thing because
Yeah.
there's other people out there just doing on their own, don't care.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. There's a lot of things that, you need that support system, and that support system is very important. And that's how you know that, you'll make it in a way.
Yeah.
Tell me about did you know anything about Johnny Rods going in? Did you know about his legendary career? Or
No, but the only time I know. They were doing something about ECW and they did a little stint on Taz.
okay.
And that's when they brought up where he came from was the Johnny Rods, an unpredictable school of Johnny Rods. And it came out of Gleason's gym, which is predominantly known as a boxing gym.
Right.
Tyson fought there, a couple others, Lennox Lewis. That's when I started knowing more about him. And then understanding him. And then when I met him in person, I was kind of intimidated because this is my first ever like pro wrestler I remember meeting. Like the first ever pro wrestler I ever met was Booker T. I stood in line for him
Me
and I was
too.
young. Yeah,
I
Booker T. Yeah.
stood in line. There was this promo at a video store signing, and he was one of the like coolest dudes you'd ever meet. Seriously, he was like real nice and just down to earth,
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he's your brother, this is yours. I was like, oh my God, he called me brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and getting to know him, he loosened up around me because people come and go in pro wrestling, so you don't know who's staying, who's the jabroni, who's only gonna
Yep.
take it serious that long, and he just helped me out a lot. He was there. He never promised me anything. He never promised me any silver spoons. Just if you do the hard work, things can happen for you. Plain and
Right.
simple.
What was your like how did you discover professional wrestling as a whole? Like I grew up in the 1980s. It just so happened to it was the big boom, the very first big boom, I guess, in the 1980s, and I've been obsessed with it for about 40 years. So,
It comes in phases, right? So for my first ever match, it was vivid, but my mother had the cassette tape of WrestleMania 3.
right.
Yes. That's the one in 87, right? Correct?
Yep. Yeah, 1987, 93,000
1987.
screaming fans. Yeah.
That's year I was born also. I was born in 1987.
Okay. It's a good year.
And so my brother used to play the tape over and over again. So I used to watch it with him, my older brother. Then I just stopped watching it. I had a babysitter. His name was Anthony, and he helped. He was just he was every Monday because my mother had to go to work. Every Monday he would watch us, and the Monday Night Wars were on. But he would flash back and forth on the channels watching WWF at the time and WCW, and we would watch it and stuff. It used to bother him and stuff. He was a hardcore fan. We used to say it was fake and bother him and stuff. He's like,
Oh,
"No, it's
okay.
not mad." I know we were young and stupid, and lo and behold, I do it right. So,
Right.
and he's also a big supporter of mine. So
That's
that,
good.
it's full circle. I
Yeah,
like that guy. He's
absolutely.
a very nice guy. He's very helpful when it comes to his. He knows everything about it. He's an encyclopedia, walking encyclopedia wrestler.
Wow.
Then I just started watching the Hardy Boys out of nowhere. I was probably 7th grade, 8th grade. It was just a big boom. Everybody's doing the DX signs and stuff in junior high school. And I started laughing. I'm like, what is this? This doesn't make sense to me because I never saw it. And then one day I just flipped the channel and there's just probably the perfect timing, the Swanton bomb. Bam. And I'm like, whoa, that was cool. I want to do that. And then little by little, I just started watching wrestling more. Then the theatrics of it got to me. The physicality got to me. And I'm like, yo, I like wrestling. I'm a wrestling fan. I'm kind of late in the game. So I was probably around 11 or 12 is when I started like really being a pro wrestler. Like, well, the mentality, I was like, if I want to do this, I have to have abs. I have to do at least 5 push-ups. Because I had no muscle tone. So I was just always, and that, you know, that's how I got into pro wrestling. Well, as a fan, that's how I got into it.
Right, right. And then you just decided you liked it that much that you just decided to reach out and get it.
Yeah, that too. Because my mother was like, you should try a high school wrestling team. I'm like, I don't know this. I don't think it's the same thing. I'm over here. They don't have fireworks and like, you know. So I went, and honestly, that is the best thing I've done in my life, was go on the high school wrestling team. It keeps you more well-rounded. It keeps, you know, you're aware of your body, all parts of your body, from your toes to your hairline to your everything. So if there's a limb out there, well, you better put that away before someone steps on it or lands on it.
Nope.
You know, and it's an amateur thing. But also, you know, watching theatrics. I was a big movie buff. So any type of my matches, any type of selling, I would, if I see it in a movie that looked very dramatic and like really look good and, you know, and different, I would try to sell like that in my matches. So
I also wrestled amateur in high school, and I have to tell you that it's one of those things where it keeps you in the best shape of your life because it's very demanding. You literally practice this for like 4 or 5 hours after school. You're just running, and like you said, you have to keep yourself tight so nobody can just grab a limb, and the next thing you know, you're done. So it's a great sport, amateur wrestling, high school wrestling.
To this day, sorry, my wife is also, she keeps calling me. I told her what was going on, she don't care. All right, till this day, I think about those days, just sweating to the point of throwing up,
right?
Running and being, and just it just made my endurance. I had a couple of matches I won, and I had a couple of matches I lost, but as long as you don't let that loss get into your heart, you'll be fine. Everybody, fighters, you know, sometimes you just, damn, I could have had it. And then it takes a toll on you. Then you really lose more and more and more because you're afraid, you know, you're afraid to lose, but you start losing because you're afraid to lose. So.
Right. Absolutely. It's definitely a fun sport. Do you mind if I ask you about some other guys that came from Gleason's maybe? Somebody that I've had on the show before, he's about to return in about 2 weeks, Mr. PJ Savage.
Okay. I've known him probably around 2015, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he disappeared from wrestling, but he was training at Johnny's. That's the only time I knew of him. And then we stood in touch here and there, and he's been doing his thing on the indies. Good for him. We've trained, you know, that's it really. Not much.
You never met him before? You never wrestled before?
We never had a match, no.
Oh, wow.
But we trained together.
Yeah. He's really good at what he does. I think he fits that character that he builds. I think he's really good at it.
Yeah. That's what you want, right? You want to be believable. You want to be, you know, if you're selling a product, you want people to buy it.
Exactly. So, yeah. I did want to ask you just how, before we get back into talking about certain wrestlers and such, you're talking about how like the Hardys, you grew up, the Hardys were like one of your favorites and stuff like that. But that's not the style that you wrestle as. A lot of times people take that. But you wrestle a very technical style. So who did you see that influenced that style? Or maybe was it your amateur experience? Or was it somebody that you saw on TV that wrestled that way?
It's a plethora of things just mixed up to me.
Okay.
We go old school, let's say Steamboat. We go old school, Kurt Hennig. We got Eddie Guerrero, 100%. That guy, to me, is a master.
It's phenomenal.
It's a shame. It's a shame that he left this world as early as he did. Kurt Angle is one of them also. I like his theories on certain things, where he's not too traditional when it comes to selling and just getting the move out there. I mean, I call it the Michael Myers effect, where he'll play dead and I know he just pop up and grab your ankle. Like Michael Myers. It always reminded me of Michael Myers.
Right, right.
But, you know, very taunting. Chris Sabin, huge fan. Been his fan since he first started. Paul London, another guy, which is my buddy. He's a buddy of mine.
Cool.
Just a plethora of just wrestlers I see and stuff, you know? And sometimes you have this thing like, if he didn't watch these matches, would I be who I am today? Right. But then you, like, I fiddle with imposter syndrome sometimes, right? I made it this long, and then you think about it, like, if you were down to rock bottom again, could you get back to where you were? And I'm going through that right now, and I'm back to where I am. So I'm not much of an imposter, but that's how they say. If you're in imposter syndrome, you're only an imposter if you can't get back to where you came from,
right?
When you started. And, you know, I'm proud at my age now, because I've been away for probably 5 years, 4 years.
Really? That long?
Yeah. I still consider it 20 years in the business, but I stood away. I was just I became a stuntman for Marvel.
Oh, nice. Tell me something.
Yeah, so,
what's some of the things that you worked on?
So it was not a movie. It was more the live shows that they have.
Okay.
So I was there, Bruce Banner and the Lizard. You know, I've did a couple of pilots for Hitman shows and stuff like that. And, you know, it didn't go nowhere, but you know, it's good to wet my feet and get through the threshold doors of stunts.
Yeah. I know you mentioned earlier before we hit record that you said something about working WWE tryouts before.
Yeah, sure. So I was part of the actual really good performance center tryout back in 2014. I was in there with Kevin Owens, who else? Roderick Strong. Basically, the whole entire roster of Ring of Honor I was there with.
That's crazy. That's wild. Yeah. That's wild. I mean, I used to watch the Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, whatever, back, you know, working Ring of Honor. And I never realized that he would become one of the biggest stars in professional wrestling in WWE.
I knew it because there was a part when the tryout, when DeMott was like, make sure that kid don't die. Basically, that's how he signed already. Because he was doing good as big as he is, as he was killing it in every workout and tryout. And
yeah,
so they gave us.
It was the look he had, but when he went out there, he didn't wrestle how he looked. You know, if that makes sense at all. Yeah. He went out there just put on like banger after banger. You know, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world, really.
If you had the mind for it, you can make something. You can make nothing out of something.
Right. So. Right. So you left for 5 years. What was the reason for you leaving? Was family, Marvel, or the stunt work that you said?
Yeah, it was more the stunt work, family. I was kind of done with pro wrestling. It was just the same thing over and over again, trying to get my name out there. Oh, no, we're not looking for anybody right now. And they're booking the same guys they play video games with. And I'm like, I don't know, is this worth it? Is this worth it after a while? And I was, can I curse on this?
Absolutely, 100%. I like that reference, by the way.
I was done with pro wrestling. And I just left. And I just pursued stunts. There was an audition for Marvel, and I just went and got it. And that same day, I just – honestly, it's sister, brother.
Yeah.
Same travel, same arenas. We were trailing SmackDown, doing better numbers.
Yeah. Not surprising, but yeah.
Marvel.
Yeah, exactly. The biggest thing in the world, Marvel, really.
Yeah, exactly. So it was definitely an experience. I learned how to live through my suitcase. Basically, I was in WWE, but as Bruce Banner, the Lizard, you know, stuff like that.
Right. So then you did that for roughly 5 years. You were gone for 5 years. You came back. All of a sudden, you showed up in AEW, right, for a match. So tell us how you got there.
During the pandemic, it stopped. Everything stopped. The show stopped and all that.
Right.
Stuff. So when I left tour kind of early as well. to because I had deals to go into the NYPD,
Okay.
but that didn't go as planned, and I decided to just find a job and just stay there and actually working up the ladder in this job. But during the pandemic, I gained a lot of weight and stuff, and I was just like, yeah, swollen, didn't care. I coach at Fallout now. I'm one of the head coaches there. When they opened up, I was like, all right, I guess, you know, what harm can I do? I talked with some of them. They took me in as a coach, and I was like, I'm just gonna coach. I'm not gonna wrestle. And then lo and behold, like, you still got it. You know that. I was like, I don't know, man. No, you still got it. I started coaching. Then I started going back into the indie slowly through Battle Club.
You got the taste back, basically. The taste came back, yeah.
But I got taste back because I'm friends with a buddy in there, and he was like, "This, if you want, I can pick you a dark match." I was like, "All right, let's see what I'm worth in front of a freaking live crowd at the Prudential Center." That was the biggest crowd I ever performed in, but I wasn't nervous because the arena shows with Marvel were big numbers, so it was just kind of like
Right.
second nature. I was just more nervous, like I hope I don't mess up in front of everybody and look stupid. But it came out pretty well. It was me and Teddy.
Look it up. I think I have it here
Yeah.
somewhere. Give
Teddy
me a don't.
Goods. Ted Goods.
Yeah, he was just at
Hardy. With Matt
he
Hardy.
yeah, he was just at he's part of Wrestling Open on a regular basis, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a good guy. Really nice guy, too.
I saw him over the weekend. Actually, I worked New Age that Saturday night. In the morning, I was at New England Fan Fest and he was there. So
Which is
we drove in from Rhode Island. Yeah.
yeah, the toy store also is pretty badass too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
the
Not a
toy store.
toy collector anymore, but I know people that are
As you can see behind me, I'm
I have people that are huge into collecting figures, all sorts of stuff. So it's
yeah,
just it's why it's a very addictive hobby.
very, very.
So
You think, yeah, I don't need this toy, and then a week later, you know what? I should get it.
yeah.
It becomes a problem. Sorry.
Absolutely. And then you're broke half the time.
No. So yeah.
And you're broke half the time. So
Oh yeah.
yeah, with the toys and stuff. Tell me about your going to Ring of Honor, working Ring of Honor, and how that went.
Yes. That was back in 2013,
Yep.
14. I did a dark match with one of their pay-per-views. It was me and Evan Long's brother, Evan Bourne's brother, Mike Bourne,
Yep.
versus the Bravado Brothers, which is one of them is in WWE right now in NXT.
Okay.
We got his. He's a very funny guy though. They sport the jerseys.
Was part of Chase U? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, Chase.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Chase University.
Yep.
Those were cool. That was really cool and stuff. Then I got a call saying they would like me to wrestle and on TV for them for Ring of Honor t television in April, and I was hoping to get more seen and stuff. But then I had my first son. And I had a whole bag traveling over there. But I wrestled Tiberius Thomas.
Right, I see that here in front of me. Yep.
Yeah, Tiberius Thomas, and that was a good match. That showed like my how I could go because people were screaming, "Oh, bathroom break!" And then in the end, they were all clapping and cheering and going crazy and banging on the metal and stuff. I was like, "All right, we got him." And then Scum came out in spirit, and I got gored. But those were because I've done their tryouts. Those I did their seminars, and they saw something in me and stuff. So I would show up to these places. And lo and behold, I was like, oh, well, this guy's worth something, which is what they would say and stuff. And he's like, what do you think I'm doing a show here? I was like, I'll drive there, don't worry, I'll go there. And then what about here? And I'm like, well, that's the Manhattan Center. I live like 30 minutes away. That's fine. By
Yeah.
train. So
That's an amazing building too, and there's a lot of history there, a lot of
a lot of
wrestling
history.
history.
Where we were getting dressed, you could see it's still stuck. That whole entire place, the dressing rooms are stuck in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's a really cool building. I mean, I've been to wrestling there before, and like I said, a very big history there. So it's really awesome. So let's see, where else are we gonna go here? You wrestled for the BST title not so long ago, correct? Against Mr. Lucas Chase at a We Are Wrestling event.
Yeah. It was, yeah, I wrestled him. It felt like a good match until he wanted to attack me at the end of the match. And I just didn't like that.
Lucas Chase, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, with him, he's worth something, but, you know, you got to fix his attitude when it comes to anything, you know?
I mean, he hung up on me while recording a podcast once, you know, because he didn't like the direction the questions were going. I mean, so, you know. Yeah, so he needs some fixing.
Something. I'm like, well, what do you want? He's a young guy.
Yeah. So, yeah,
to find his foot somewhere.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of really great talent. I'll tell you that. He is probably one of the most, you know, I guess, gifted professional wrestlers at this age. But like you said, it's his attitude.
Yeah. So. And he'll find his way. Hopefully, he'll come to the light side of the things. He'll find the force. But
Yeah, find the force. There you go. Yeah. That was a Star Wars reference, by the way, for those that don't know. So, yeah. So, are you a Star Wars fan? I'm a Star Wars fan.
Kind of one. I'm part of the new Disney Plus Star Wars fans, guys.
I've seen the originals in the theater. That's how old I am. All right. So, yeah. So you tell me about working. I'm going to talk about that for you. Worked with Lucas Chase, but tell me about working for We Are Wrestling. Mr. Pete Rosato runs that. He's a very good fella. I had the chance to work with him for about, I called two matches with him as United by One last November, and it was a very pleasurable experience. So what's your experience working there?
I've known him for a long time.
Yeah.
He always wanted me to come in and stuff, but also I wasn't in wrestling anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when he finally saw me doing a sister show for him, he was like, just let me know when you're ready. And I was like, this, all right, I'll put the back signal out. Like a month later, I put, hey, Pete, if you have time, put me in. I don't care what part of the card, because I like working my way out of things, you know? Yeah. But I was curtain jerker. And I did my first match with him was a curtain jerker match. I didn't mind it. People were like, really, Santi? Wow, that's balls to put him in the before the lights, you know, come on match. I was fine with it. It doesn't bother me, you know. As you know, my work says it enough that next time you won't be booking me in the curtains, you know, like, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I like Pete a lot. I respect him. Nicest guy I ever met. And he knows how to book, you know, his shows are bangers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like, good match. Good match. Good match, good match, good match. He knows how to the roster is just all, you know, regardless, the bad guys, good guys, they're all good people, you know?
Yeah. I got to get out there sometime. I've been invited by some of the guys. Yeah, I got it. And I have to make my way out there. It's work and family just keeps me busy here a lot. So, you know, and then
I agree. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So one of these days I'll get out there, and it's I promise everybody I will get out there. It sounds like it's an amazing time. I've seen the videos of it. You sent me the one with Lucas Chase, which I thought was fantastic. So yeah, you've been doing this 20 years. I know, right? It's just on and off, but it's such an amazing thing that there's like so many different varieties of professional wrestling. Just, you know, wrestling for fans, rather. So there's fans that will judge certain kinds of wrestling. Maybe they're bored with technical wrestling. They'll watch comedy wrestling or deathmatch wrestling. What's your opinions on having a variety on the shows, or would you prefer just a straight wrestling show?
I like it as long as it's booked the right way.
Right.
You know, you want a technical match, leave it the first match, because then you can't have a ladder match in the beginning because they're already bloodthirsty.
Right.
They want to see something more than that after. And then you have technical match, and then you bring them back. Then they're going to their phones. You know, and I would, if you have many flavors of the ice cream, you would want to put them inside of order. So by the time the main event comes, it's bigger than anything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Some things are like questionable when it comes to selling, when it comes to moves, when it comes to checking out of certain things. But why? You don't, you might as well just shoot him now, you know, get a gun and shoot him. Because what are you going to do? How are you going to top that? You know, why are you kicking out of that? And you beat him with a clothesline or a small package. I'm like, okay. That's also another thing. It's abstract. You know, it's an art. But some people have to know how to hone that art to it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, suspense of disbelief. You know, making sure, you know, you put the time in that whatever you do, it's the same way all the time. It's not, you know, like, all right, well, I'm tired here, so I'm not going to really punch hard here. And so, no, you got everything has to matter. You're still a combatant and you're still a competitor, regardless of how tired you are, regardless of this, whether win or lose, it's still a good, you have to perform in pro wrestling.
Absolutely. I just want to ask you one opinion, because it's always a hot topic between me and Harry, because he likes to ruffle my feathers a little bit. What's your thoughts on intergender wrestling?
All right. So I wrestled an intergender match with Cosmic.
Okay.
I wrestled Cosmic. All right. I'm very conservative with my thoughts.
Please go ahead.
So I'm not here to say that women can't do what we can do.
Yes.
But I do know that if I was to punch a woman in the face as hard as possible, it will probably hurt them or knock them out.
Right.
So when you do a wrestling punch, you know, does that convey, or are we just treating this as, you know, this is pro wrestling? Because you have the pro wrestling mindset where it's, well, anybody could do this,
right?
You got celebrities coming in doing it. You got, you know, as long as they know what they're doing or how to treat us,
right?
And then you got that. Like, how do I look at it as I hate saying it, as equal, when we are all equal, right? But how do I look at this as with how I was raised? You know, you always protect the woman. You always, you know, hit women, period, right? But if I was to wrestle punch you, yeah, you could take the punch, right? All right. I'm going to go back and forth with kayfabe.
So, that's cool. Here you go.
Right? So in a real fight, if I got into a fight with women, which will never happen, I don't hit women. But there's going to be more damage. And we everything's there, right? We have the idea of the science of it, the anatomy of a man and a woman, right? In a real fight, I've never seen a woman beat up a man, like, in a real fight in the streets, unless the guy got kicked in the nuts and that was it. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't mind it as long as you know what it is, but at the same time, I'm a very realist wrestler. And I don't think sometimes women should be in the ring with men fighting.
I like the way that you described it, because one of the things that it's always an argument that is that I don't like intergender wrestling at all. I'm not saying that
it makes a lot of views, though, I'll let you know right now, especially for the countries over on the east side.
Yeah, it's just there's just something about it. Like you said, I was brought up a certain way. A man does not hit a woman. And it just reminds me of, like, domestic abuse, kind of, in a way. So I never, you know, it's like, that's why I just, it doesn't make any sense to me on top of it. And then sometimes you have a girl that's maybe 75 pounds beating somebody that's 300 pounds, and it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
And that's, I see where you get, believe me, that's why I don't like, they wanted a girl to be heel against me. I was like, you know what? I can't do this match.
Yeah.
It is not because I'm taller, I'm bigger. Let me be the heel. Let her fight her way out of it. And I'll find a way. And I the way I wrestled Cosmic was, I didn't punch her till the very end. And when I did punch her, they were like, what the hell? What, you're going to hit a girl? This, and that? And I'm like, I was shocked. And she sold it. Like, it was, I was like, if you're going to sell this punch, know that it's a punch. And just, you know, I'm not saying one punch will knock out a woman, but that fucking hurt.
Right.
And she did an amazing job doing her part as, you know what, this motherfucker finally hit me. I can't believe this shit. You know, like, and that's how you want to kind of build it, right? It was all wrestling from there. I even teased it. I just grabbed a hold, you know, like stuff like, because I was trying to fight the part where he's not a man, she's a girl, you know. So I was trying to show the realism to it.
He made it realistic. Yeah, I get it.
I try to make it as realistic as possible, make it make sense. Because at the end, when I did punch her, they were fucking booing. They were booing. They hated me. I loved it. This guy and I were proud too. So they're all like, hey, wait a second.
So I'll go in. One of the matches I want to talk to you about, you actually sent me this link as well. And I watched it today. Somebody I'm very fond of, actually, in the ring. I've had the experience. I've had the opportunity to call a couple of his matches between Coliseum and New Age Wrestling. I guess Prince Ahmed, who's, I think, I mean, he's insanely good.
He needs to be signed right away.
Yeah.
The he needs to make real money in court. He needs to make the big bucks. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
I know we have our ruffled feathers with each other and stuff, but on the reality side, he's one of my coaches at the school, a fallout shelter. Mm-hmm. He's nothing but the nicest guy you ever. There are times that I'm like, no, F this, F that. And then he's in my ear and I'm like, all right, you're right. Maybe I should calm down. And he's been nothing but both angels on the side of my shoulder, right. You know, making me think good things and stuff. And he is so talented. I just can't get over it. When I first met him, he was going to be a dentist. And we're talking about Johnny Rod's days. He was trying to be a dentist.
Okay.
Well, I think, yeah, he was in school for dentistry.
Okay.
And then I guess the wrestling just was happening more for him. And he just stopped. And that's a story in itself. Because if he does make it, that's a great story to be like, I could have made big bucks as a dentist. But
a lot more than wrestling. Yeah.
Exactly, right? So our matches are just... People thought that we always trained together. I never we never met until 2001. No, okay. Sorry, 2021. Sorry.
Okay.
21. I get those numbers. 2021, when after the pandemic was slowing down, Fallout opened, and I was like, hey, man, just come to school and roll around. I'm really fond of your stuff, because he would post videos. And that was, I met him probably back in 2016, 15. And then I re-met him again, like almost like 7 years later. And I was like, just roll around. If you don't like it, you don't have to come back and stuff. And we wrestled and we trained together. And it's like magic. Like magic. That's People awesome. Thought we were brothers. That's how good we wrestled. So it was the first time we ever, yeah. So he gets it. That's the thing. It's rare when someone gets it, you know?
Seeing him out of character, it's very shocking as compared to the character he is in front of the people. Then you see him... You know, backstage or whatever, he's very calm. He's very polite. You know, so, geez, is that the same guy? You know,
yes, nerd also.
Yeah. All right. So there's another guy that's another phenomenal performer. I shouldn't say performer, but professional wrestler, Darius Carter.
Yes, I like him a lot.
Yeah,
I like his work. I like the art that he does with his matches. I like how he takes his time to let people know he's that guy. They were like, when I disappeared and I came back, he's like, now he's the king of New York. I was like, I didn't even know I was the king. I didn't know I was labeled as the king of New York. But they were saying, well, you know, he took it after you left. I'm like, huh? I didn't even know I was the king. If I knew I was the king of New York, I would have stood back in wrestling still. But I think what he got going on for him also is he gets it. Mm-hmm. You do it just like that. And that's exactly what Darius is. He's that guy also. You know, you could learn something from him. You know, he's his own thing. And that's I appreciate his work. I always love wrestling with him because it's in the business we call it a night off.
Right. Yeah.
So, and that's exactly because he knows he's getting a night off of me. He don't have to think. I don't have to think in there. You know.
Yeah. Dominic De Niro.
That's my guy. I like Dominic a lot.
He's great.
I did a ring with him one time. Mm-hmm. He busted me open. He's another one that I don't like when he does open rings. And I tell him that. Not open rings. I'm sorry. No ring wrestling. I was like, you're so talented. He's such a talented wrestler. I don't know why you need to do that. I guess it's its own like underground stuff. And don't get me wrong. It's cool. I did it with him. But he's so talented. He just, I don't know what he thinks. I don't know if it's his age. He thinks it's age that's going to hold him back. But he's such a good wrestler. He knows, he gets it too. He's another one. Like, mm-hmm. I was blessed to be in the ring with him a couple of times. And I think, like, he got it. All right. There's some people that never pushed me to the limit. He's one of them that kind of pushes me to the limit. Like, all right, okay. Now I got to pick my game up because this guy, you know, he's going to show off this old dog. So, I like his work. I like his aggression. I like what he means. His new tracksuit gimmick is hilarious. It's not hilarious. It's serious, but it's kind of like, you know what? It would fit this W. Like, you know? And that's, I have nothing but positive things about this guy. And, wrestling needs someone like him. Wrestling needs someone like Darius. Wrestling needs someone like Ahmed. And wrestling needs someone like De Niro.
They are wrestlers, like pure wrestlers. And, you know, have you ever worked Jay Varo before?
Jay Varo?
Jay Varo.
Jay Varo. I trained with him. I trained with him a couple of times.
Okay.
When we were younger.
Yeah.
Actually, I did have a match for him, but we had to cut it short because he busted his face on the floor.
Oh,
he started bleeding out. Yeah. So we had this, you know, we were wrestling and stuff, and I threw him out, but he slipped on the floor and hit his head. And when he got up, I was waiting for him to get up, and then all of a sudden his face was painted red.
Oh, my God.
So they had to call the match on us. So
wow.
I had from the beginning, like, I only wrestled for 2 minutes in front of people, and then we had to call it off.
He's another one I think is just he's a very talented wrestler. He's been on this podcast before, and, you know, I've worked with him at Coliseum and New Age numerous occasions. I think he's another one I think that is just, he's very fluid in the ring.
Yeah. He needs the right person to bring it out of him.
Yeah. He just had a match with Ahmed, I think, 2 weeks ago in the Coliseum. Yeah. It was a phenomenal match. I just got the tapes back today. So
nice. Okay. I know Ahmed wants me to see that. So
yeah, I'm going to put it up. I'm going to get it out there within the next few weeks. So, you know, we drop a couple a week. So, all right, I'm going to ask you one more person and then we can move on. But Colossal Mike Law.
Mike Law.
I love this guy. This guy, his online presence he's hilarious. And
you know. Yeah, he is. Me and Mike go back 2009, 2008. He helped me out a lot of my career. Like, I always, like, even with family wrestling entertainment, he put me up against people that were on TV. That, you know, that he was a part of that company that no one gave me a shot.
Right.
Like, what crossed me with someone of a stature, and he put me in there with him, and I told him I wouldn't let him down, and I didn't let him down. I owe that guy a lot, and like, comes to everything. And I think even with coaching, I think he vouched for me saying, "Hey, I think we need someone like Santi here." And that's when I got into Fallout because he's head coach there too.
Okay.
Mike is a brilliant mind in pro wrestling. He's been doing it so long. He's a professional wrestler. Like, that guy, he has a suitcase, he has a luggage, he has his merchandise. I put my merchandise next to his merchandise. I look like a mom and pop shop. He's look like Walmart. he knows the business. He knows how to be a journeyman for the business. You know, and I could see him in the future. If he's not wrestling, he's doing something behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because he has that mind. He knows how to make it still work.
He's been doing this a very long time. I remember seeing him when he was very young and skinny, working the show in Danbury, Connecticut, in a supermarket parking lot. Okay. So, like, he's been doing this a long time. The fact that, like, he hasn't gotten, like, you know, signed, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term, I'm surprised.
There's a pendulum. You know what I mean? There's a pendulum. And it'll come his way.
Yeah. Because that's a guy I'd love to see on TV every week. Just with his demeanor, you know, and his in-ring skill is actually very good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So what else do you have going on with yourself? You have shows coming up. You have social media presence.
Yeah. I got shows. I got, we got Battle Club's coming up again.
Okay.
This weekend is me and Ahmed are driving down to Virginia.
Okay.
In Action Wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah. Intense Action Wrestling. There you go.
Okay, that's on IWTV, correct? Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they're out of Virginia.
Right.
We're traveling down there. He has his own match. I got my own. What else is coming on? It's a little quiet just because of the weather and stuff, but
Yeah.
I'm back in NAW again, New Age Wrestling. BTS is on the way as well. BST, sorry.
BST,
BST.
that's in March 1st. Are you on their March 1st show, which is next Friday?
No, April show.
You're in the
I'll
April
be
show.
in April show.
Okay.
Hopefully, I could be able to stay there. I like all those workers there. I like that roster there.
It's
So.
a very professional environment. It's really, and they put on a, they're one of those shows that put on beginning to end. Really good show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I know sometime in May, I'm also in Chicago
Okay.
wrestling.
Okay.
I'm around. I just, I put them out there, and if they come, they come.
Yeah.
But luckily for me, I'm just a people person. So if I'm in a town, I already know certain people in. I'll be, hey, listen, I'm here. Come out,
Yep.
see me. And that puts some booties in seats.
where could everybody that find you?
What, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the
Yep.
cool stuff. At @innercity_Santi. X will be innercity_Santi straight. And what do you got? Facebook as well, Jorge Santi. And TikTok, the same thing, innercity king, innercity Santi.
Okay. Cool. Is there anything else you want to throw out there?
Nothing. If you're looking to be a professional wrestler and you're in the New York area, New York scene, I coach at Full House Shelter. It's straight out of LIC Queens. I'll post it up on my website soon. We're doing open houses at the end of the at the beginning of the beginning of the month of March. I myself is a coach there. Mike Law is a coach there. Prince Ahmed is a coach there. Masha Slamovich,
Okay.
Akira, and then we got Uncle Steve. So we got a lot of people with a lot of knowledge, probably
Some
180 plus
heavyweights.
knowledge.
Yeah. Got
Yeah.
some heavyweights there, yeah.
And we have tons of friends that come by, and you don't even know who's coming, who's showing, who's going. It's always a fun day.
Jorge, I want to thank you for being a part of the show, and I hope to have you back soon. And I know I'll see you down in New Age.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see you. It was
All
fun
right.
talking to you.
Thank you. Let's do this again.